Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hour number 3 of the Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday. And that means that you have about 35 minutes to get your trash talk ready. You have 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. Come correct when you do. You'll be able to call us at 877-99 on Fox. Call in about 30, 35 minutes. If you're dealing with a dead battery, anybody out there, maybe you're sitting in your car right now, battery dead. You had to turn this on your phone so you could keep listening because the car won't run. Well, here's what you do. Go to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone, AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. We got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then, of course, your trash talk. And, Rob, I think we're going to have Ephraim Salaam, who we missed at the first hour. He wasn't available. He'll join us in about 15 minutes. But, Rob, we ended last segment talking about Aaron Rodgers. And you said the writer said he will not vote for Rodgers because he's a quote-unquote bad guy, should be exposed. Well, he's not hiding. All right, he was on the radio, 670, The Score in Chicago, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, Bo. And his name is Hub Arkush. He's a longtime writer in Chicago, Rob. You know him?
Yeah.
Hub Arkush. You do know him. Okay.
Yeah, but I think it's pronounced Hub Arkush.
Arkush? Okay. Yeah. Hub Arkush.
Yeah.
He's the executive editor for Pro Football Weekly. Okay. And here's what he said.
Yeah, Hub Arkish. Yeah, that's how you
I don't think
that.
You can be the biggest jerk in the league and punish your team and your organization and your fan base the way he did and be the most valuable player. Do I think he's going to win it? Probably. I just think that the way he's carried himself is inappropriate. And you know, the vaccine thing just was one more, you know, log on the fire, so to speak. I think he's a bad guy, you know, and I don't think a bad guy can be the most valuable guy at the same time.
Who is he to say who's bad and who's right? I take this to, because I think guys think they're so important. This is a guy crying out for some attention. Herb Arkish. That's what this is.
You know him at all personally?
Or no, I don't know him personally. Okay. He's 68 years old. He's been in Chicago forever. He might be a Bears homer because Aaron Rodgers plays for the Packers and owns the Bears. I don't even know what it is. But Aaron Rodgers, Chris, hasn't changed at all, other than, if you want to say, the lying about it. But he's always been the same kind of guy, right? Who's so I don't know. Did Hub not vote for him last year because he thought he was a bad guy? He's only a bad guy this year. I don't know. And again, I don't think that's the writer's place or the people who have the votes. It's not a personal thing. It's supposed to be about what Aaron Rodgers has done on the football field. And I'd say this about anybody who was up for the award. He could be talking about Joe Burrow and said he don't like Joe Burrow because of something that he did. You know what I mean? Or I don't like this. I just think once you start getting into that, you lose all credibility as a guy who is supposedly a journalist and is taking a look at someone and being objective about it. He sounds like it's personal, and that's a shame.
Yeah, he also said this, Rob. He said he knows for a fact, or he said, I can guarantee you I will not be the only one not voting for him. So obviously he's talked to some other voters, and they feel the same way. I don't think, and even he said, Rob, he thinks he'll win it. So I don't think this will be enough to keep Rodgers from likely winning it.
He didn't get every vote last year, Chris, and he had an unbelievable
year.
He
was better last year. Yeah, right. As good as he's been this year, he had a better year last year.
And he didn't get every vote last year. He's not going to get every vote.
Arkish is implying that it's because of what people, or at least this other guy, this other voter who's not going to vote for him, think about his character. But here's what I'll say, Rob. I agree with you, and I'm a voter for the NBA MVP award. And you do, it's about what they do on the field. Now, locker room presence, leadership ability, sure, that can affect, you know, a team. And, you know, I think you're free to take that stuff into consideration. What I would say, though, Rob, is this. Where's the evidence that Aaron Rodgers' character, or if you want to say lack thereof, if you're in that camp, or any of the things he's done off the field have hurt his team or lessened the respect that his teammates have for him? That's the thing. They're playing great football. They're playing the best football in the league. I mean, everything I haven't seen any evidence that the teammates don't like him. Have you?
Not at all.
He's arrogant and he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. Fine.
Right.
But God, I mean, to say, and here's the thing, worst guy in the league. I mean, we got guys in the league that have beaten down
Thank
women.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
How about Big Ben? Is he a great guy? I mean, I'm just saying his history. Big Ben's had his issues.
Who used to imprison women in bathrooms at bars? Big Ben?
Yeah, I'm saying, right? I mean, I don't agree with committing adultery. If there's a player out there, I mean, there's a lot of players out there cheating on their wives. Should I take that into consideration?
Right, because you heard a rumor, Chris.
You just can't do that.
No. I mean, these are people who expose themselves, who are supposed to be journalists, and they're not. And you have to. And I, you know, as I said before, Chris, I've seen people not be good to the media and still get their due, right? Still get voted for, still win awards, because that's what we're there for. We're judging what they've done on the field. if they're disqualified because they've done some crime or something against society, guess what, Chris? Then we don't have a right. We don't have a chance to vote for him. We never had a chance to vote for Pete Rose, right? He was right. Banned by the game.
Right.
They didn't give us a chance. We didn't have to pass judgment. Baseball said no. He has done something that has banished him from the game. He will not be on the Hall of Fame ballot because he's banished. Writers didn't have a chance to vote for Pete Rose.
See, and that's where, remember when we talked about AB and the vaccination situation? I feel like, Rob, in these situations, it's the league's responsibility. And if the league says the guy can play, you know, and he hasn't committed a crime where he's got to go to jail or prison or whatever, and if the league says he can play, then I'm not killing the team for allowing him to play.
See, I disagree with you.
Because
I think different teams have different standards depending on who their ownership is. I think there are some teams when Jerry Jones, who was the guy,
so how is that different from a guy having a standard for the MVP?
No,
you're
but
saying
his,
the guy shouldn't be able to play in the league because of a character flaw. That doesn't send him to jail.
But he's judging whether not a character flaw doesn't have anything to do with. So the guy who goes to church every day and takes kids to school and does all the great things in the community, he should be the MVP of the league, even though he's thrown eight touchdowns. Come on. That's not what the award is. It's about who's performed the best in the league. That's totally different. And what I'm saying to you is, you could be eligible to play, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to take you if you were involved in some activity that I don't feel comfortable in my organization. And I'll tell you, Trevor Bauer didn't go to jail, right? Didn't go to jail, Chris, for what he did. But I don't believe he'll ever pitch for the Dodgers again. He'll be reinstated at some point with baseball, but I doubt he'll pitch in that organization. It doesn't mean he can't play
for some other
team. So if
he pitches in another organization, do you think that organization is worse than the Dodger organization?
No, I just think they have different standards on what they believe in.
But are they worse?
No, they're different. Everybody has their own standards.
Well,
but I'm
this
talking
dude about, has his standards.
Yeah, well, I don't know what it's based
I'm
on.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I disagree. I think he's a fraud as a journalist because that's not what in trying to determine. And when he said he's a bad guy, I don't know. Is he a bad guy this year, last year? I would love to see if he voted for him last year. Is he just a bad guy this year because he told his teammates he wasn't vaccinated but not the press? Is that why he's a bad guy? I don't know.
Yeah, overall, I'm with you in that. I look, there are obviously things. There's levels, right? They're really egregious things that guys do, and then there are things we might not agree with, we might not like, that just aren't as bad. And they may be wrong. Like, Rodgers was wrong, but that's not the same thing as, you know, beating on a woman.
Vehicular homicide when you're drunk.
I mean, so I don't know. When you start bringing in the personal views for your MVP voting, it gets real subjective. And it's subjective overall, right? They don't give... Right, when I vote for MVP, and even when they vote in the NFL, they don't have a criteria, right? They don't go, you know, consider his statistics individually, consider the team wins, consider his, you know, teammates' abilities. Like, I have my own criteria for MVP that I have come up with that involves some of those things I just mentioned. But the leagues don't tell you, you know. But I just think when you start bringing in subjective things, you know, then it really gets dicey. You know, it really gets, because everybody has their own personal standards. I don't agree with a lot of things Aaron Rodgers has done, and I do think he's arrogant. But, come on, I mean, because you don't like the guy's personality, I don't know that that's a reason not to vote for him. I don't think that's a reason not to vote for him.
Yeah, you always have these guys. Chris, we've seen people, we talked about it before, somebody didn't vote for Derek Jeter in the Hall of Fame.
We know that. That's
right, but I'm just saying.
Babe Ruth, Barry Bonds, you know, well,
exactly.
Barry Bonds, we understand, but you know what I mean?
Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron.
Right. Willie Mays. Seriously.
Mickey Mantle. I mean, right. I don't know what.
All these guys, like, they didn't vote for them. Like, how in the world did you have a vote in front of you and you didn't vote for Willie Mays? I mean, or Babe Ruth didn't get every vote.
Sandy Koufax.
Right. You know? It's mind-boggling.
I hear you. All right. We're the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Well, I think we got Ephraim Salaam coming up. We'll ask him about this and more. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you.
That's why Discover Card offers helpful U.S.-based representatives. I can't say that enough. U.S.-based representatives who are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. All right, our next guest, former NFL offensive lineman, a superstar here at Fox Sports Radio, one of our weekend hosts, our man, Ephraim Salaam. What's up, brother?
What's happening? How you doing, man?
Sorry for the theme music coming in a little late, but, you know, better late than never, I guess.
Yeah, I need it. I need the prompts to be on par. If I'm doing this, I need it to be done correctly, okay?
Hey, there's a lot to get to, so let's start with Antonio Brown. You ever seen anything like that? And just what's your reaction as a guy that played in the league and certainly doesn't expect some of your teammates to quit on you?
I've been in a lot of locker rooms, a lot of games, played a lot of years on all levels, and I've never seen anything like that. When I saw it, the first thing that came to my mind, and this is me personally, was I was frightened. And his erratic behavior the last few years is scary to me. Now, I know about being a narcissist and, you know, self-indulgent and the conceit and all of that. All of that's fine and dandy. But some of the things, you know, culminating in him doing what he did on Sunday, they're alarming and they're puzzling. And I was having a conversation. This is a real conversation I was having with my wife. And I was like, this is one of those type of situations where we talk about it, and then in a year or 2 years, something tragic happens, and then we're going back to this moment like, hey, you know, all the signs were there.
Right.
So that's where my mind as a former player went, because you can have a disagreement with the coach, a player. We've seen it all. But I've never seen anybody strip down in the middle of a game and run across the field.
You know what?
Right. And Ephraim, I'm the same. Like, I was praying for him, because you hope this dude doesn't harm himself
or somebody else.
But right. Ephraim, it's amazing that you say that, because I talked to a former player who played for the Lions today, and that he said the same exact thing you just said. That like this will be the precursor, or it could be. He hopes it's not, but to something tragic down the road, and you'll go back to this moment. Like, that's exactly what he said. And it's a sad state of affairs moving forward. So
this is a lot of people out there, and rightfully so, because he's brought his behavior, he's brought the criticism and everything on himself. But, like, former players who knew other players who they've lost and who've done things that they, you know, can't explain – it's alarming, because I mean, there's something wrong. That's I know that for a fact. There's something wrong. What that is, I don't know.
Right. We're not doctors, test tells you that there's something wrong that he needs help for. That's all. Right.
We were talking earlier about the Browns and Baker Mayfield, whether or not they should bring him back next year. What's your feelings on that?
Well, they're already bringing him back, right? Like, they already picked up his option.
Right.
Right? So it doesn't behoove them to do it. I mean, were they going to cut him? They don't have any replacement. So after next year, that's a whole different conversation. But next year, he's already locked in. They're going to bring him back. They don't, unless they do something in the offseason, even if they draft a young quarterback or something like that, it will be a maturation period. So they're going to bring him back. They should bring him back, because there are no answers out there unless they're trading for, I don't even know.
I don't think there's any upgrades, right?
So yeah, it's no, it's no. Unless they get Deshaun Watson, unless they figure something out with Deshaun Watson or something like that. But other than that, then no. Yeah, of course they have to bring him back. Why?
Ephraim, let me ask you this. There's rumors out there. A story came out today Jim Harbaugh potentially could entertain returning to the NFL. There's the Bears' job. There's the Raiders' job. Probably a couple others that will be available to him. Michigan's won one mythical championship since Louisiana Purchase. They didn't look like they belonged out on in the college football playoffs. If you were Jim Harbaugh, where you had some success, went to a Super Bowl, NFC Championship game 3 years in a row, would you leave Michigan? Is this your time to go back to the NFL, or would you stick around?
Me personally, yes, because the last 2 years I've been having this conversation.
Yes,
with,
meaning go to the NFL?
Yes, you would leave, right? You would go to back to the NFL?
I would definitely go back to the NFL. Okay. It's not what they did at Michigan this year, getting into the college football playoffs, tremendous. I mean, that's a high note of a high note. He finally eradicated some demons.
Right.
And beat Ohio State. They won the conference. You made it into the playoffs, completely outmatched. And it's just not – I don't know where his ability to be a quarterback whisperer in college and all, that's gone. So, yeah, I would definitely make the jump back to the NFL and leave his alma mater with his head held high, opposed to on the heels of reducing the salary last year and all the turmoil and not being able to win the big rival games in his tenure there. It's time to go out on top of that conference.
Do you think – what do you think about Tennessee getting Derrick Henry back and their chances of winning the AFC?
Oh, it's a problem for everybody else. It's a problem. If they get Derrick Henry back and he's healthy, he's rested. The biggest thing when Derrick Henry was going on his historic run this year was the wear and tear. Will he be able to carry this load? As his usage rate was higher than any other skill player in the league. And that was the question. Will he be able to hold up? Well, he got a little break. Got the foot taken care of. If that foot holds up, him rested and ready to go in the playoffs, brother, that's going to be a sad sight for whoever trying to stop him.
Hey, let's do this too. The Dallas Cowboys, the week before they stomped the snot out of Washington football team. Everybody was ranting and raving. The Cowboys got everything. They're at home in a game, an important game against Arizona. They were basically out of that game for much of it. They scored late to make the score look better. What did you make of that game and how they look?
It was alarming. The alarming part was we know who the Dallas Cowboys are. They play great defense. They're supposed to be a running team. Right. Yes, they have weapons on the outside with the receivers, but they're supposed to be a running team. Dak Prescott, on a rehabilitated leg, was their leading rusher yesterday. That's the biggest tell for me. The fact that Ezekiel Elliott had 14 yards rushing or whatever that is, they couldn't muster up with that offensive line enough running lanes for them to really dictate the game. That's the problem and the concern I see moving forward into the playoffs with the Dallas Cowboys. They're in trouble.
If their defense
doesn't get the takeaways, they're not going to win these games.
Yeah, they definitely need to get some takeaways, no doubt about that. So
all right,
that's our man, Ephraim Salaam. Happy New Year, brother. Great to get you on, and we'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely, brother.
We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by one of our favorite cities. It's called Las Vegas, your home for live sports, and that means all sports. Every game, match, race, and competition is always on. Now get on and plan your trip at visitlasvegas.com to see the best and brightest in Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. It's time, folks, for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss. They see me
trolling. Tom Brady. He's done.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season. Trying to kiss me
right. It's Trolling or Rolling.
And Martin, before you get started, we should tell people, Chris,
God,
to call in for Trash Talking Tuesday. They should call in now, 877-99 on Fox.
877-996-6369. You'll get 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports, even Martin Weiss.
That's right. All right.
Well, I have no reason. I have no – why would anybody have anything to say but trash about me? I can't believe it. Now, Rob
Because your
game.
Michigan Wolverines got demolished.
No, that's what we're not going to do because I've been on this radio station many a time talking to you, Chris Bussard, many a time about how Harbaugh was not the guy. Don't – you can't get it both ways.
Well, he
no,
got
I'm not
you
doing
to the
that.
Playoff. I'm just saying.
I'm trolling. Rob now thinks
he should be the toast of the NFL.
That's right. Go back to the NFL, baby. Get out while you can.
In the league should be going after Harbaugh.
I can't believe anybody who listens to the Odd Couple knows I'm trolling this. So when you hear something you don't like, you hear the troll sound.
Oh man, hey.
Why can't you just let a Big Ten title? Why can't you just let that be that? He beat Ohio State. That's fine. Baby steps, okay? We took 10 steps back. One step forward. Now, I'm rolling with the one step forward that Harbaugh took this year. When Robert Chris hears stories, they like to hear the roll sound. They see me rolling. All right, now, can we get down to business, or would you two like to pontificate a little bit more?
Let's get down to business.
All right, so the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had a lot of drama going on Sunday, a little bit more than we just had, all right, with Antonio Brown and all that. But one thing may have gone under the radar. After the game, Jets rookie Brandon Echols wanted Tom Brady to sign a ball that he had intercepted during the game. Chris, trolling or rolling, getting a post-game autograph from a fellow player?
I'm going to say I'm trolling it.
Oh, man.
With a caveat. Look, the kid's excited. Just don't do it on the field. All right, we saw OBJ go give Tom Brady GOAT sneakers before a game. Do all that stuff behind the scenes. If Echols wants to go to the Patriots or the Buccaneers locker room after the game in the tunnel, you get Brady to sign it. That's all right. But on the field, right after the game, cameras all over the place, that's what I'm trolling.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
How tacky is that? I made a mistake, and you want me to, like, glorify it? If he came to me with that ball, I would step on it and pop it right in front of him. How dare you bring one of my mistakes as if you want to celebrate an interception? I wish he would. I would have threw that ball into the stands and hit a kid upside the head. He would not have that ball if you brought that to me.
Look at you.
I'm trolling Rob Parker right now because if Tom
Rob
Brady
wouldn't have
in
done
fact,
none of that.
Well, hold on, Chris Broussard, because if in fact Tom Brady had thrown the ball to the stands and hit a kid, he'd be ready to kick the Buccaneers out of the NFL.
Exactly.
After Antonio Brown and Tom Brady at the
same time.
Bruce Arians
be killing Tom Brady. We'd have had three lead segments on Tom Brady and his bad character.
Oh, my goodness. All right, rolling on a couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, Jordan Poole, Michigan man, came off the bench yesterday and out of COVID protocol, dropped 32 on the way to leading the Warriors to victory. After the game, head coach Steve Kerr said he was proud of Poole after coming off the bench and after a, quote, 10-day hostage situation in Boston. Chris, trolling or rolling, Steve Kerr making light of the COVID protocol?
I am rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
I'm fine with it. Kerr is a pretty conscientious guy. Not that he doesn't say some things that are out of bounds, but I'm fine with this. And Jordan Poole, I was talking to somebody about Jordan Poole today. They said this guy is one of the hardest workers on the team, that he is in the gym more than anybody else. And that's why he's improved so much. Michigan guy, Martin. When I saw him at Michigan, I didn't even know that he was an NBA player. I was like,
that's because you wasn't watching the right game.
No, I was like, I don't think this dude is necessarily an NBA guy. You didn't either. Don't even lie.
I thought he was on the swim team, Poole, but that's another story.
Nothing. Everything's not funny. Okay. The heavy one didn't have
to drop. And I'm trolling this. I mean, Steve Kerr is usually thoughtful, but you know how many people have died in this situation? There's certain things you could kind of like try to make light of. Not what's going on with COVID. I'm sorry. I'm going to be a stickler on this one and think that it's insensitive.
I knew Jordan Poole was legit when he hit that shot versus Houston. I knew that.
The only thing noticeable about Jordan Poole at Michigan was those freaking short shorts he would wear. My
well,
goodness.
Hey, no, Chris, was I'm going to tell you something right here.
It was
right
obscene.
Now.
You know that.
You can't go out there at 19 years old with those short shorts and not be a baller. Otherwise, you're going to get laughed off the court.
You and know Rob Parker, what I'm talking about. You know,
and Rob, I agree with you. COVID's not a joke. But pulling a roll on Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Earlier today, the Philadelphia 76ers center Joel Embiid was named Eastern Conference Player of the Month. Bulls guard Zach LaVine tweeted his displeasure in the way many NBA players do. He tweeted an angry emoji. Clearly, that was in support of DeMar DeRozan, his Chicago teammate. Chris, trolling or rolling, Embiid should have been Player of the Month.
Look, DeRozan was spectacular, has been all year. He's on the periphery of the MVP conversation. Hit the back-to-back game winners, first player in NBA history. Think about that, to do something that no one else has ever done. But Embiid was balling. Obviously, Simmons isn't there. Tobias Harris has struggled a little bit more than we expected. And so I'm fine with Embiid getting it. He balled this month or last month.
Yeah, I'm rolling it with it, right, that he got it?
Did I roll? Yeah, I meant to say I rolled.
Yeah, you didn't say it. All right. Yeah, the same thing. I mean, nobody's overlooking him. They looked at the numbers, and you're right. They're shorthanded. They're still winning games. They're in the mix. Philly could be in disarray, and things could be really bad, and Embiid has held it together. They had some big wins this past month. Remember, they beat the Warriors and a couple other games. They beat the Nets. They've had some good wins, so I don't have an issue with it.
For the record, Martin, Embiid, 29 points, 11 assist, 11 rebounds, 4 assists a game. 39% from three, Rob, for the month
Which
of December.
Which is crazy.
So I'm fine with that, yeah.
Yes.
All right, Martin. We appreciate you, brother. The great stuff, as always. Trash Talking Tuesday is next. 877-99 on Fox. Your time to shine. Call in and trash someone. Here's a suggestion. Rob Parker.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
He's Mike Harmon, I'm Dan Byer, and we have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone. Simple as that. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, folks, go to AutoZone, your battery solution and United States' number one battery destination. It's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, let's kick it off. 877-99 on Fox. Dennis in Ohio. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
The Ohio State Buckeyes. And by the way, boys, you guys hit it out of the park again tonight. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Dennis. You, thank you. We appreciate it every single time you say that.
Absolutely. Ohio State, I want to say congratulations. Hey, you won the Rose Bowl, but you underachieved. You lost to Oregon, a team that not only lost once, but twice to Utah. You lost to Michigan, a team that got boat raced by Georgia. Do I think you would have played against Alabama or Georgia for the national title? No. Well, you would have had a chance, and I think you probably would have made that the most of that chance. But you underachieved. The object here is to win the national title, not the Rose Bowl.
All right. Dennis not happy with the Rose Bowl. I'm not mad at him, Chris. Leroy in Alabama, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Leroy?
What's going on, Rob Parker? By the way, happy early J5, Chris Bouchard. Nope.
Thank you, brother. Five Nope. Okay.
So I want to be quick. I'm trashing two people. The first person is I got to trash my fellow frat brother, Chris Bouchard.
Uh-oh.
For ruining a movie a few weeks ago, when the pod was ending, he started talking about The House of Gucci, and I was going to go see it that night, and he said the ending on it and blew the whole thing about me. I didn't know what was going to happen, and she killed somebody and got away with it at the
end. Chris, you did that?
You just blew it. I didn't blow it.
Chris, you blew it for everybody.
Did I blow it? I don't remember.
Go ahead, Leroy. What's your other trash? Go ahead, quickly.
I went, so in the spirit of Rob Park, I drove from Birmingham, Alabama, all the way to Green Bay for the Christmas Day game. And I drove for 13 and a half hours. And I want to trash Baker Mayfield for ruining Christmas and the racing with Wisconsin police for pulling me over and racially profiling me. They really were. I was locked up for 14 hours.
Oh, because I was is that black. True?
Yes, it happened to me. And I got out just in time to go to the game. And that's what happened. So I spent Christmas.
Thank God you got out in time, Leroy, for the game.
Well,
we're sorry
you had to even go through that.
No doubt. No doubt. Racine, Wisconsin. No doubt. Dre in Denver, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Hey, first, real quick, Hub Arcus is such a homer.
No,
He sponsored every bad Bears move they've done in the last 30 years.
Did I just say that, Chris? I said that. He might be a Bears guy who's mad at the Packers. And Aaron Rodgers, because he's one of those,
if the Bears suck, let's just hate the Packers kind of person.
Yep.
And that's the organization. So he's a homer. But I want to trash talk one Rod Parker.
Rob
you guys,
or Rod? My cousin.
Rod. Okay. Rod.
Rod?
No, Rob Parker. Sorry. Well, you guys, we listen to you guys for your banner. And Chris, you guys sharp. You guys poke at each other. I mean, it is a thing of beauty. But, Rob, your jokes are horrible.
Wow. Finally, somebody keeping it real.
Chris, I've been mixing words for 4 years. Man. Them jokes, man, they so corny. They dad jokes. They're not even dad jokes. They granddad jokes.
Wow.
But I love you guys, man. You guys make – I'm telling you, people listen to you for y'all cutting each other up. And, I mean, it's the greatest. I told you before,
hey,
I'm
man,
out here on the ramp,
truth.
On the airport ramp in Denver listening to you guys and – it's just beautiful. Rob, you corny, though, bro. I love
who's him, funnier? Who's funnier, me or Rob? Tell the truth.
Rob is funnier, buddy.
Thank you.
He's like 60%, though. He needs to be like 70, 80 if he wants some credibility.
All right, I'll get better. I got you. All right, Dre, appreciate it. Hector in Washington, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Hector?
First time, long time, guys. So
Thank you, Hector.
Good to have you.
Yeah, I love you guys. Love you guys. I'm trashing my Dallas Cowboys. Born and raised a fan. Man, I didn't have any hopes coming into this year, and then they got my hopes up, like always. Then they knocked them back down last week with the Cardinals, you know. And they've done it to me all year, you know, all of November, things like that. And then they do a good game against the Falcons and then a good game against Redskins. And I don't know. Maybe it's me listening to Skip Bayless in the morning getting me hyped up or whatever. It kills me, man. It kills me. So I got to trash them. With all this up and down, Jerry Jones will probably outlive me, man.
Wow. I know the heartache of being a Cowboys fan.
I know, man.
Chris, every time they look like they've turned the corner, right? They have a bad game.
Yep. No doubt.
Can we squeeze one more in? We got time. Joe in Indiana. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Hurry up.
Joe, quick.
I'm trashing you, Rob Parker.
Why?
Because what do you say about Michigan? You call yourself a Michigan man, but Jim Harbaugh got to the playoff, and he's going to take that program further and beyond. And also, Joe Burrow should have transferred to Michigan instead of LSU.
All right, Joe.
All right,
Joseph, he's the
bringing
Michigan
that
homer.
Fire.
I know.
I don't know, man. You got you're strange on Jim Harbaugh. Real strange.
Who?
I don't get you.
Me?
Shipping him off to the NFL. You must not. I mean, you. I don't know. There's an ulterior motive there. That's
what
all I got
me?
I
an ulterior motive?
Yeah, it seems odd. That's all I got to say about it. Seems
who am I, Hub Arkish? Oh, I'm sorry.
It is the Odd Couple. It's wrapping up another Trash Talking Tuesday. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.